gastric, but in colon cancer, it has a checkered history. And you can see that while some groups get 100% identification rates and less than 5% false negative rates, there's a lot of groups who haven't managed to make it work. When we re-looked at the reasons why this might be, though, we found that those groups were mostly operating in an open era, symptomatic patients, and had quite advanced T and M stage in their patient series. As the tumour gets wider, it overlaps lymphatic deltas. As it gets bigger into the abdominal wall, it can destroy the efferent lymphatic channels. And this is the reason why when it was being worked out in breast cancer melanoma, it was very much confined to T1 and T2 tumours. The colon rectal literature is full of T3 and N1.